The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm pretty sure that invisible cunt is in the corner. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, Tim, and Doyle. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 129 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And on today's episode...
No.
Every time, I should just know.
You looked at me, too.
No.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Amazon Prime show based on the Garth Ennis comic book, The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
When I say it like that, it doesn't sound like what it is. If I go The Boys, sounds like all pornographic.
81% on Rotten Tomatoes for critics, 94% for audience.
Yeah. This is a really, really good show.
I agree.
So before we get into the show too much, has anybody read this comic book?
Not the one that this one's based off of.
Like, you've read the original series?
There's a bunch of little arcs in it.
Yeah.
I've read a couple of the arcs, but not this one that's tied to.
Yeah. No.
I haven't either. Like, as a matter of fact, I think I've actively made fun of this comic book in the past and just been like, wow, that looks really dumb. It seems like a dumb, like, overdone premise. Like, Tim, earlier today.
Bad Justice League, basically.
Yeah.
Everyone's an analog for somebody in the Justice League, literally.
Effectively.
They're not really bad, though. They're just celebrity.
They're all, like, very dark in their personality.
He kind of raped the girl in the first episode.
No, I just made her look at it.
No.
He raped her, dude.
Yeah.
That's implied, big time.
That was my implication, at least.
Yeah.
No, it's off screen, but he definitely, like, raped her.
It's okay
her.
Because she's off screen.
No, he just made her look at it in my delusion world.
Yeah.
That's enabling, Doyle, okay?
Side note, I've only watched one episode, but I'm fine with spoilers or whatever because that's what we're here to talk about, but I've only watched one episode.
I have watched six episodes of this.
Again, though, that falls back into
am I the one that's watched the most, or have you watched the whole season?
I've seen the whole season.
Okay. Doyle has no children.
No. Well, when this show first came out...
It's weird that that's a problem for me now.
I think I had a random Sunday off when the show first came out, and I literally just watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, this show's badass.
On, like, I want to say, like, Thursday night, Mel was in bed already, and she's like, hey, you know, I'll come out in a little bit if you just want to turn something on. I was like, oh, okay, and I turned on The Boys, and I think she fell asleep. She never came out. Next thing I knew, it was like 2 in the morning, and I was finishing up episode 6. Yeah. So, like, I'm almost done with it. So
it's a fucking good show.
It is a really, really good show. So, Tim, earlier today, you had mentioned that you feel like this is Watchmen Light, kind of.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
That's the vibe I'm getting. It's superheroes that are painted out to be like this hopeful symbol of justice and peace and blah, 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 blah. We all know. But everyone is like dark as shit. Like, the Aquaman analog rapes somebody, like episode 1. Fucking the Superman analog fucking, like, kills an entire jet
lasers
worth of people.
Oh, man, that gets worse.
So,
that gets way worse.
So when they said that he was kind of the squeaky clean one, I was like, oh, I wonder if he does shit when nobody can see him. And then she says, have a safe flight. And I was like, oh, fuck, that dude's dying.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's killing him.
Oh, yeah.
That dude's fucking
dying. We've seen enough of this shit to know that, like, foreshadowing.
And then the little kid's like, oh, isn't that your friend? And then he fucking lasers his ass. Yeah, that was sad as shit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that
wasn't even supposed to happen, actually.
So we're not going to get too spoilery, but there's like...
I'm fine with all kinds of spoilers. I don't mind.
I don't want to do it
because I'm going to watch it
for the sake of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there's a hijacking scene that takes the sorrow that you feel at that moment and ramps it up to about 10,000. Like, you're going to watch that and be like,
yeah.
Oh my fuck. Like, it is...
He is a heartless bitch.
It is messed up. Like, you know what? As a matter of fact, spoiler alert, guys. We're going to talk about it.
Go ahead, bud.
So
I love that shit.
The plane gets hijacked, right? And they're trying to sell this deal through Congress where they are going to put superheroes in the military. And the way they're going to do it is that they send Queen Eterna. Queen Eterna, is that her name? I don't know. I inadvertently looked at my wife right there, and she just shrugged like I was crazy.
I don't know why, but I saw her out of the corner of my eye, and I thought she was bottomless. I don't know why. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. And so, then I was like, oh, she's wearing shorts.
So the Wonder Woman analog and Homelander, who's the Superman analog, my wife is now mooning. I'm so glad we are not on Facebook right now because it would get taken immediately down.
But it would have been so much better if you would have farted in Tim's face.
Please, no more bodily gas, like, in my face.
So when they get to the plane, like, they run roughshod over the terrorists and they, like, save the day and everything's super cool. But then, like, Queen Maeve, that's her name, Queen Maeve goes to go into the cockpit and it's locked. And they kick open the cockpit and there's a terrorist right there and he slits the pilot's throat. And as he's slitting it, Homelander goes to laser him and, like, just fucks up the whole cockpit of the plane.
Yeah, he over-lasered.
So the plane starts...
he over-lasered.
So the plane starts crashing, and they go back into the thing, and they're like, everything's okay. Everything's all right, guys. Yeah. And he's standing there, and Queen Maeve goes, we've got to save these people. He's all, how? She goes, well, like, push the plane up. With what? It's the air. Like, there's nothing for me to lift it.
Right,
against.
Right.
He explains the whole, like, nerd culture reason why people get in those arguments with Superman.
Yeah.
He explains why none of that shit works.
Basically, he explains why Superman couldn't pick up a plane, right? And she's all, well, let's take these people and, like, you know, throw them into the ocean at least. He's all, what, all 127 of them? We have maybe 45 seconds? And, like, the people that are in the plane pick up on what they're talking about.
Right.
And they're like, dude, just save my daughter. Just save my kid. And, like, Queen Maeve goes to save, like, this one kid. And he's like, what? So she can tell the whole world that we let this plane full of people die? Fuck you. No. He goes, you either come with me without her right now or you die on this plane with them. Like, I mean, it is fucking intense. And, like, when I was watching it, like, my heart was just like, no.
Spoiler, they all die.
And then he spins it. Like,
kind of what I was picking up.
So the next thing that happens is they're on the shore and, like, all this fucking wreckage is washing up. And he spins it. If we were looped into NORAD, if they would have told us 3 minutes earlier, we would have been on time to save it.
Ah.
Total fucking bullshit. Yeah. Like, they're the reason those people are dead.
Bitch, you homelanded it.
It's the meme. Have you guys seen the meme going around? How the U.S. sees itself, and it's like a picture of Superman, and how the United States really is, and it's a picture of Homelander. Like, that seems fairly accurate.
Like I said, Watchmen light.
Right?
A discussion off camera, but I gotta remember it. Boop, boop. All right.
Do you remember it now?
No, I want to have a discussion off of this.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's too controversial for this cast.
So we were watching Bob's Burgers earlier today. Do you remember how the secret handshake goes?
Yeah.
Goes like this.
Secret. Oh, sorry, I spoke too loud.
Jeez, that was way too loud.
It's almost not a secret.
I know. That was you giving away the secret handshake, you asshole.
Fuck, I'm sorry. We'll have to make a new one.
But seriously, this show is like balls to the wall from beginning to end. It is ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
I just, in my head, when they start showing...
The first episode where she literally gets, his girlfriend gets run through by a speedster.
Yeah. That scene...
Which is what I've always said. Like, you can't punch to the Flash as he runs by you at Mach 80. You get just see, like, why not? Which is a human being just
so, as he touches him. So, like, hashtag my Alicia and I are watching that scene. And, like, it's like... Splat, and she's like, it's doing the slow, like, CG pan around the show.
Yeah, like, her skin comes off, then like, her blood and muscles,
like, human vapor floating in the air. And she's like, what the fuck just happened? Where'd she go? I was like, baby, all that shit floating in the air, that's her. She gone. She's like, what the fuck?
And then he's just holding her hands.
Yeah.
Dude, you're just like, oh, this shit's going to be like really real. Like this is going to be intense.
I was so like after that scene, Sorry, man, they show the other superhero girl, the one that eventually gets raped. And she's like being super wholesome and like she's doing like a demo reel to join the group. And I was like, something really fucking horrible is going to happen to this character. I was like, they've already like set the tone by like vaporizing a woman. So,
it was awesome. I was watching at work and you see it and like you said, I was like, holy fuck, his girlfriend just died. And then they're like, where? And there's just blood on his face and also she's right there, bro, and over here. Like, everywhere.
All that shit floating in the air right now.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, it was fucking, that was crazy.
Oh no, the show itself is really, really good. And like, you two that haven't like seen past like the first like couple of episodes, you have to keep going with it. Like,
oh, I will, for sure.
The story is unreal cool. Like, a little spoilery again, there's a drug that they can take that like amplifies like their abilities. And then also there's...
We can spoil it really more if you want.
No, I don't want to go too much further than that, but...
Well, they already... But they already mentioned the drug in, like, episode one.
Episode one, yeah.
It's kind of a throwaway, but I'm assuming it has more significance.
That's why that guy dies. That's why the guy dies in the plane. Because he kind of threw it at the girl as kind of like a threat. I'm going to tell everybody about it.
Well, I thought he was going to tell everybody about the superhero brothel that they're running.
Here's the thing, though. If you have a super secret... And you're trying to threaten somebody with it, fucking put it in an email or fucking send it to somebody or some shit in case you fucking die.
Let me go to the guy that's most likely to kill me in person and then threaten him. Yeah, that's real smart.
It doesn't matter when you're dealing with a Superman-like figure.
Well, true, but...
But I'd just be like, if I fucking die, I'm this is getting disseminated.
What you have to do is say that. If I die... Like, this email's going out to everyone. Yeah,
it's in the video. Homelander doesn't talk to them.
No. But the girl, he threatens the female.
Yeah.
The main, like, I assumed she was kind of the main boss girl. And that's where I'm like, well, fuck, if you try anything fucking weird, like, this is getting sent to everywhere. Like, fuck you.
Incidentally, the relationship between her and Homelander is fucking weird.
It's creepy. It gets creepier.
Oh, no.
you've only begun to feel creepy. But in reality, she doesn't tell Homelander to kill him. Homelander overhears it, takes it upon himself, and kills him.
So that's why, because there's the scene
and gives
like,
him literally no time to be like, if you kill me, this will... He lasers his ass out of the sky.
See, that's weird. That's weird because of the way she says, have a safe flight. Like, that I was just immediately like, fuck that.
But she's
dead.
A very plausible deniability person.
Right.
Well, it makes me feel like
she might have been manipulating Homelander. And she knows that Homelander's listening.
Later on that she was manipulating him, but...
Well, because she scolds him at one point. He's like, you don't do this kind of stuff. I do this kind of stuff kind of conversation where she's yelling at Homelander.
Oh, dude, there's all sorts of weird-ass conversations like that.
It's just been
there's
like,
also a lot of mama conversations that are really fucking creepy.
As it gets creepier.
Like, it gets really weird.
You learn a lot of characters' motivations, and clearly at some point you got to bring like the love interest into the reality of what's going on.
Oh, in the first episode when Carl Urban rams his fucking car into the invisible dude, I was like, that's where we were.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks exactly like where we fucking were.
That was one of the coolest things for me, is knowing that scene at the activation is exactly taken.
Oh,
out
it
of
looks
the TV
so
show.
Good.
It exactly the same.
So now I'm jacked and like, do you guys have footage of the activation at all?
Yeah.
I recorded the whole thing.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the thing you were. That's the thing you were telling me about. That's on YouTube. So go subscribe to our YouTube.
URL.totlb.
Mid episode.
I got a teddy bear thrown at my head.
You did. I got called a cunt by a British guy who's actually from Los Angeles.
Cunt.
No, just a cunt. Butcher. Let's talk about Carl Urban.
I think he feels like a badass in the one episode I watched.
He is a turbo badass. His motivation as the season goes on ends up being like really, really fascinating, like, and really kind of heartbreaking. dude, that guy needs to be in way more shit. Fucking, like, he was so good in Judge Dredd, and he is really, really good in this show.
He's like, fucking awesome like in two of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Under-talked about action comic movie. Book movie ever.
Yeah, Judge Dredd. No shit.
That second one is amazing.
It's basically a a remake of The Raid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But still awesome.
Yeah, fucking both cool. movies
That's
are amazing.
That's all we needed for a fucking Judge Dredd movie.
What's so weird is I saw The Raid after I saw Judge Dredd, so I like The Raid less because they're like so similar and Dredd was the first one that I saw. I don't know, but I think Carl Urban, not Keith Urban, managed to not stumble into that one. Carl Urban.
Although Keith Urban was good. He put on a good show. So
that's right.
It was really good. Oh, it was so fun. There were so many drunk people around me just having a good time.
I believe you.
It was so fun.
I believe that you had fun. It's not my scene, but I believe
I don't
you
like
had a blast.
Him. His politics are completely I don't, but I love his music, so.
It's good that you can separate the two, the man from his craft.
Well, I don't know the man, so.
There's really only one person that I can't get believe behind what they believe, and it's R. Kelly. Like
peeing on little girls?
Peeing on little kids. Okay. That's fucked up.
Well, hey, I mean, that's a choice, right?
If you're a consenting adult and you want to pee on another consenting adult, you do you.
Scene like, from fucking Boondocks. It's like, Gabe would
it's
rather.
It's that girl's fault. If I saw somebody, if I saw piss coming my way, I get the fuck out the way.
Gabe would rather shit on your chest than pee on you, but that's just his preference.
Nope, I'm out.
Did you see the Thanos snap with the fucking blowjob girl?
Yes, that was fucking so amazing. Funny.
I guess I didn't see that.
It was a meme. It just shows her like in the middle, and you know, you don't see the dude, but she's got just fucking particles coming out of her mouth and shit. It's so
oh my gosh,
I have to find it. It's so funny.
So that woman is like a YouTube streamer. Like she does all kinds of like stupid shit. She does like all the challenges. And that one was when everybody was trying to do like the tablespoon of cinnamon.
Oh,
like to just down it. So she does like a fucking like soup ladle of cinnamon.
I've seen that.
And she's like, like fills the room, and it's like, what if she was giving a blowjob during the snap, and she just like herks out like a whole cloud
of dust.
Dude,
that's messed up. So far, Juan, what do you think of the boys?
I like it, but I'm disturbed by it.
It does not get better. That's for sure. Doyle, you're the only one that's watched all of it. I've gotten pretty close, but you're done.
It's well done all the way to the end.
Does it feel like they're going
through the end or to the end?
Like through the end of this episode. Like, yeah, it's definitely a second season.
There's definitely a
cliffhanger it for sure.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
I'm all aboard. I love it when heroes are like forced heroes, air quotes, are like built up on this like pedestal, and then secretly they're like really fucked.
Yeah,
like I love that kind of storyline. It's like, look at this beautiful thing, but look at all this murder it took to like make it,
which is like seems pretty accurate to life. Like, you know, all the big things, all the big institutions, they typically go that way, where you're like, oh, look how amazing. Look how amazing they are, but look how much horrible shit like it took to get there.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, nothing is sacred.
Nothing.
There's a really good podcast about that, actually.
Nice. Yeah, we're on it.
Well, yeah.
I was like, is it called Nothing is Sacred?
I freaking love this show. Yeah. I can't wait to watch the last four episodes of it. I'm really,
how many
really,
is it 10 episodes?
It's 10, yeah?
Yeah, around that.
Yeah.
Alicia's watching it today, so she's probably going to be done, and then I'll have to watch it on my own.
This is one I have to watch on my own.
Yeah,
I can't. I won't be able
Alicia
to watch it with Alicia
it.
Around.
Does not seem like her bag.
No, she just won't. She's out on that kind of shit.
There's less rape as you go on.
Are you sure? Because it didn't sound like it.
Yeah, there's only
that one. No, there's like a massive plot point that revolves around rape.
Beginning of this episode, he didn't even think there was a rape.
Okay, fun. Spoiler alert: maybe rape, maybe not.
Feels rape.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was below the belt.
We just lost every female listener except the two Patreons we have.
No. If you're listening to this show, you've already heard worse than that.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
Doyle, no.
Doyle, don't watch it.
That was a joke.
So costume design. Love that. aesthetically, everything looks awesome in the show.
The show itself is really, really all, like, visually rad.
Like, all the special effects and CGI is pretty well done. Minus some of Homelander's
Amazon has
flying,
a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's what they were complaining about. Oh, you weren't there.
No, I heard you talk about
I went to right before the Ripley's Believe It or Not panel. I was talking to the Travel Channel ladies, and we were talking about the activation. She's like, of course. Amazon has all the money.
So going back to the activation, what's neat about it is without us knowing, they're telling us like the major plot points of the show. And like without us really understanding that, like we go in, we have fun, we learn a little bit about the show, but we don't, Juan and I don't realize that it's literally basically the main thrust of the plot of the first episode. So you feel like you have a little bit more knowledge and feel, and like it just, that scene seems so visceral because I've stood in that store and that's like really kind of fun.
Every time Juan closes the door, she's like, back in
she's like a little shark. She can't stop moving. So the quality of this show, does it make you excited for some of the other Amazon stuff that's coming out? Like,
I don't know what else is coming out for Amazon.
Carnival Row looks really cool.
And the Lord of the Rings retelling.
Oh, yeah. But they put a shit ton of money behind that fucking show.
I was reading.
And it's like two or three seasons that they said they were going to do or something already.
Yeah. And supposedly there's amazing. Supposedly really there's all these really great contractual things about Lord of the Rings where they cannot alter certain things about the story like Peter Jackson did. Like all the fuckery that he did that pissed off all like the true Tolkien fans. Supposedly Amazon can't do that stuff. It's true going Tolkien to be like gigs. A better retelling.
He doesn't do that much fuckery in the movie.
He really doesn't.
He cleans up stuff you have to clean up. There's
those fucking books are massive.
Yeah.
I've read them all and they are fucking massive.
Like, we don't need to go into the story of the eagles and like Gandalf's backstory on why they help him. Like it's just you don't need that in a movie. You know what I mean?
But it might work really well for a TV show.
That's what's got me excited, like, to hear more of this backstory.
What about other Amazon properties, like Jack Ryan, or...
I heard that was really good.
Or, like, a show like...
I watched Bosch.
Bosch, or Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I like it.
So, like, I always hear really good things about Amazon shows, but why do you think they don't get the same kind of buzz that Netflix shows do?
Because you need Prime to watch them. And Prime is like $130 a year.
That's fucking cheap. Yeah. It's so cheap.
It's a lot of fucking money, though.
It's the same. If you pay $10 a month for Netflix.
Let me rephrase that. It's a big upfront to pay when you don't know what you're going to be
getting.
Yeah,
you don't have to pay it up front. And I get free shipping.
See, and we...
Fuck yeah!
You get Amazon Prime stuff.
Well, I know there's a lot of perks. I'm just saying,
For the longest time, it was
only the 1 year like lump sum. But if they have a monthly payment now, that makes way more sense.
Still, I think I'd pay $120.
I think people just start looking at it with everything that you get with it. That you get the music, you get books that you can download.
You
and
get
read for free.
Tons of movies.
Well, and a lot of the
tons of shit to stream.
Well, a lot of the optics is Amazon is a place you go to buy shit online.
Right.
Like, the fact that they provide, like, all these other really awesome services kind of falls by the wayside for some people.
So do you think, like,
Amazon Prime more than Netflix and Hulu combined?
I think I do, too. Like, but do you think Amazon fails in marketing, like, how good their service is? Because I really feel like they don't do a very effective job.
I feel like they push a lot of the things that they think are going to be big.
Yeah.
And don't push anything else.
When there's all sorts of other stuff on there that's amazing.
Yeah, I think
you don't hear about a ton of other stuff, but Orlando Bloom, you hear about Carnival Row, you know, The Boys.
Yeah,
you have to hear about that.
Well, when Jack Ryan came out, there were fucking endless ads about that.
I watched the first season of Jack Ryan. I didn't like it that much, but might just not be my jam.
It's also, it's not necessarily the kind of thing we always watch, but...
Yeah. Bosch isn't either, though. I like Bosch a lot. It's like one of the better detective shows, I think.
I like...
Because it centralizes around one character, though. I think that's what they did right with that show.
Yeah.
I got so tired of the CSI method of, like, we figure out impossible murder in under an hour every episode.
Yeah.
What episode we have this week? A partial of a partial.
Choked. So, one thing I like about the Fire Stick, and I know you have a Fire Stick, too, is if you search
He said to Doyle.
No, you have one.
Doyle. Yeah, Doyle has one.
People have fire sticks. Yeah. They don't all use them for illegal stuff.
I know,
stuff.
That's right.
Like,
Doyle doesn't use it for any illegal stuff. Neither I agree with you.
Having a fire stick's not illegal.
Honestly, Amazon sells them. Which is the weird part.
So, no, but like, seriously.
We
like,
sell a thing easily jailbroken.
One thing I really like about the Amazon fire
sell
stick.
It jailbroken.
You can't. Dude, this is our show. This is our show. Don't tell us how to live our lives.
You're not my real mom.
You're right.
We interrupt Gabe. It's what we do.
Anyway, one thing I really like about the Fire Stick is I can look something up. Like, Roadhouse is a really good example. I said Roadhouse into the little microphone thing, and it brought up watch it on Netflix, watch it on Hulu, because it happens to be on both things. Rent it off of Amazon, and if it only has like one option, there's almost always a button that says other ways to watch. And if you click on that, if there's like another app that has it for free, like IMDb TV or like Pluto is playing it at that time or something like that,
right,
it'll tell you, like it'll go through that. Like there's all sorts of great like little things that Amazon does that they just don't.
Yeah.
They don't tell people about it, and it's like the weirdest thing. It's just like, oh, we're making money hand over fist.
I literally was just gonna say they make too much money.
So fuck it.
They make too much. I think Marvel does. Marvel's comic side is the exact same way. I don't think they advertise it too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember John's talk about the Comics Pro thing? Marvel's like, we're gonna make you a lot of money. Really? That's it. Infinity War trailer.
They don't fucking care. Marvel's just putting out a ton of shit, but I'm like, I think they're trying. I just think they're failing.
Yeah.
The new X-Men stuff, and not even talking to me, a lot of online people believe it is very good. I don't know for sure. I'm recapping it because I still need to get like a fuck ton of books from John. But
he's got a bunch.
So, yeah, I have your pool. It's an entire long box. They handed me two short boxes that you hadn't been invoiced first for yet. So I had to go back to the shop and hand them those and then get the long box you had paid for.
Jesus, Doyle.
It's been like half a year.
It's true.
Like, I bring all this shit out and I put it in my back seat, and Alicia's like, what the fuck?
Did you spend our rent money?
A couple months of rent money.
I was like, no, sweetie, these are not mine.
Well, with that, if you guys have any opinions on the boys.
Thumbs up. Thumbs yes. up.
Thumbs up. I don't know that we necessarily
not
do that for
up,
these ones.
But I do think
fuck it. Thumbs up.
Be the best comic book TV show.
Oh, shit.
Wow. That's one word, Doyle.
I think it is.
I think I'm right there with you, though. Like, I can't think of a, like, because the Marvel shows have been a little bit of diminishing returns this year, I think.
I feel like they have.
And this.
What are the Marvel shows on? Except for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I think it's
Punisher came out.
And that's
this
actually
year.
Been fucking amazing.
Punisher
this,
season
this 2 season.
Came out this year. Jessica Jones season 2 came out.
I haven't
out this
watched
year.
Jessica Jones.
Season 3.
I agree
Jones,
with you there.
Yeah, season 3. Sorry.
And it was okay.
Luke Cage
I thought
season 2
was
came
not
out.
Very good, and season 3 was pretty bad. Jessica Jones, in my opinion.
I liked season 2 quite a bit.
But Luke Cage, I liked both.
This is this seems
season 2 was really
this is
good.
Different though, like it seems very inventive, like yeah. it's a different thing. It's I'm very interested to see what HBO does with the Watchmen now.
Oh, so yeah. Now that we know kind of what it's going to be about,
yeah,
like, most of the comic book TV shows happen on regular TV. Do you think that if it would be as good if it happened on regular
Absolutely
TV? So it's
not.
Because
Honestly,
of the all
the
other
shit
that
they're doing is like you can't do that
right.
on TV.
Like, this could never be a CW show because it has to have this level of intensity or it's not as effective.
Well, that and, like, the episode.
None of you are to the point where the deep gets raped and that's the best one.
Well, like, the episodes are, like, episode
Fucking Doyle's
one.
Infatuated with rape.
Episode
no,
one
I said
to two is very run on, though.
Because actually, you guys are pointing out the rape way more than me.
But episode one and two is very run on. And if you had to wait a week in between episodes, you'd be like, fuck, where were we?
Yeah, this is true. But
yeah, I'm a giant fan of the release everything at one time.
Television does recaps. Like, too. Television has the time with commercial breaks to do recaps.
Yeah.
So.
And that would be okay, I guess, but just binging makes it so much easier.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I'm a fan and not a fan. Cause I don't know how many times I got myself in trouble at work because I'm just like, oh, watching all of this.
Oh, buddy.
And 7 and I got to go to work at 10. I'm like, fucked.
I am so down the rabbit hole of First Amendment, like, fucking dude just flipping off cops and shit at work sometimes. I'm like, oh, fuck, I got an hour left of work. I should probably go try and sell a car. Fuck.
Oh, it's okay. Once I get over there, I'll just take all your. Anyway.
Hashtag Gabe's going to sell cars.
Right. Should be awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
No, the kids got
Don't wear a tie.
No, they got me one because for my birthday.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
I did have a super soft birthday party today. They made me wear a dress and a tiara. It was pretty hilarious. I do look a lot like my mom.
When's your birthday?
It's Tuesday. On Tuesday.
It's on Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 41. I was like, I didn't think it would happen yet.
But.
Yeah, they got him a tie. It's pink and shiny.
It is. It's pretty cute. And they got me a stuffed sloth.
Because, you know, live slow, die when hour.
Did you know that Gabe is a midget giant?
Yeah.
Dwarf giant.
You knew that.
You know, sloths.
I'm a giant, right? But I'm one of the midgets of the giant race.
Yeah. It's like fetal alcohol syndrome for giants.
Take us out.
That's why he has a sloping forehead. I got a sword.
At least I don't have like a 35 head.
I know, it's true.
Dude, wow. Bailey made a rum cake that had half a cup wow. of rum in it. I'm pretty sure it made me fall asleep earlier today.
But she had a piece before she left for work, and I'm like, sure
don't get pulled over.
Like, oh, it was boozy.
Like Tide Tide?
Well, if you guys have any opinions on the show, be sure to check us out. Go to www.totlb.com. That'll lead you to all of our social media.
You know it.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll be a hype man.
And if you want to really watch a lot of the stuff as it's coming out and as we're doing it, go to YouTube at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. Be I one of our subs.
Yeah, boy.
I'm so sleepy.
With that said,
I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle. Think.
I'm Juan.
I'm Mel.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.